How you guys doing? It's good to be here in Mankato. I've heard some good things about Mankato from a few of the former people I work with, the likes of Coach Dungy and Tom Moore, and it's been right on from what they said. They've been great to us here in Mankato. They've ordered up great weather for us. We couldn't have hit it any better in terms of the weather we've had, and it's been good work. Yesterday we were in pads for the first time, and the guys flew around to the ball. They ran hard. By no stretch were we perfect, but I feel good about where we are right now, being the third day of practice, and looking forward to seeing how the guys respond the second day with pads on. The first day is usually pretty good. Everyone feels healthy, and the second day is kind of the telltale sign of all the hard work guys put in with the offseason, with the conditioning, with being in shape and the assignment type of thing. So looking forward to that evaluations or that evaluation. So with that, I'll leave it to you, open up for questions, and let you guys take it.
At this point, how much of the defensive playbook do you have installed, and how much do you want to have installed by the first preseason game?
We're taking that fairly slow. We want to make sure that we install it slowly so the guys get it. We're just not going to throw it all out there and let them pick it up. We want to go piece by piece, be detailed about what we do. So to answer your question, 20%, if you will, is in. So we have a ways to go. And a lot of that is situational football. So there are pieces that just apply to certain situations. Today we have short yardage and goal line, so short yardage and goal line are very specific in terms of what we're putting in.
Considering that you have familiarity with Leslie Frazier and his defense, how much did you use the previous defense that was here as a starting point, and how much did you start fresh with your scheme?
Right. Leslie Frazier's defense, no, it's, you know, people ask me that question a lot, kind of Leslie's defense or the Tampa 2 scheme, that type of thing. And football is kind of football. We're trying to use the same terminology for the most part that's been in, and I'm adjusting to that. I'd rather have myself adjust to it. I'd rather have me adjust to it rather than having all 11 starters have to change that around. So the terminology is the same. The coverages, for the most part, are fairly the same. There are only so many coverages you can run, but we have some tweaks into it that we'd like to do just to let our guys, the ones who do things well, we're going to let them do those things well.
You mentioned Dungy. How much have you talked to him since you got the job, and just sort of relied on him a little bit to help shape, you know, your philosophies and schemes?
As far as shaping my philosophies and schemes, a great deal. I was with him for 8 or so years, so a lot of who I am comes from Coach Dungy, and proud to say that a great deal. But haven't talked to him much. He's out of football. If I have something for him, I'll call him, and he's always been there to answer any questions. But now if I have a question about something, I'll go to Coach Frazier. He's a great resource. He knows the guys. He knows our personnel. He knows what we're doing. So Coach Frazier is my sounding board if I need something, need advice or have a question.
How do you feel out Winfield's role, understanding that he's aware of his odometer, that he's getting older, he's not going to be able to play as much as he wants?
I don't think anybody told him that. I don't know if he's aware of that. So you have to go check with him to see if he's aware that he's getting older, because I looked at yesterday's practice and there's nothing that says that he's slowing down or wearing out or whatever verbiage you want to use with that.
How are you using him with what you like to do?
Use him at corner. But I understand what you're saying. I'm just kind of teasing a little bit. Antoine is he's a technician, and once the body's not going to stay young forever, so he can rely on his years of experience to play and play well. And we realize that there are only so many reps that a body has. So we want to be smart about how we use them, about how we play them. And really that's going to determine, some of that's going to be how fast some of our younger guys or some of the guys that we brought in come up to speed. And so that's yet to be determined. But we do know that he's going to be on a pitch count. What that pitch count is, I don't know yet.
So ideally, you know, by midseason, maybe when some of these other guys become a little bit more familiar with your defense, would you like to have him just in sort of a nickel role to help preserve him?
I'd like to have him on the field all the time, but I just don't know how many reps that he will be able to get and how fast our young guys come along. So if we get some young guys that progress well, or some of the veterans that we brought in, Carr and Bowman, those type of guys that if they're up to speed and we feel like they're doing well enough to step in and play, we'll take some of the workload off of Antoine and put some of the workload on those guys, because what we want to do is play well and then play into late in December and January and ultimately in February.
I was seeing Jasper out there every day. You know, seeing him yesterday in pads. How is he coming along?
He looks good. I heard one of the guys joking yesterday about saying, hey, you look like your rookie season, meaning that he's moving around. He's slimmed down, a better version of Brink out there. He's making great calls. He looks like he hadn't been away from it. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm pleased with what I've gotten. But I realize that it's still only day three, so I'm going to hold judgment until we've had some more padded practices under our belt.
Coach, it looks like Sanford and Raymond have been the first team safeties. Is that something that you're going into for the first preseason game, or is that still fluid?
You know what? When guys come in and they're new, especially rookies, I like to have them earn their spot. So even though Harrison is doing well and some of the other guys are doing well, it's important that guys earn the spot, that I don't make this decision, that the decision is made based on what we see on tape. So guys will earn their spots, and when we feel like they've earned that spot or taken over that spot, we'll make the change. And that's everybody on the football team, that we're going to play the best guys no matter what their pedigree is, where they're from, or what their what other people may think they should, when they should be in there. So when he earns a spot, That's when he'll play.
Are the safety positions in your defense relatively interchangeable, or are they more defined based on the tweaks that you want to do?
Well, you know, we'd like to have them be interchangeable, that it's just the safety position. But we will tailor the defense to what the guys do. If a guy does something extremely well, we'll put him in that position to make plays. And I think that's what makes a defense run when you let guys play to their strengths.
How much can you determine what a guy does well based on going back and doing
Well, two things with that. To determine that, we do use last year's tape, and I think that's critical, especially with the amount of practices that they've cut away from what we do, the amount of live practices. So you have to do that, and you have to put guys in drills and do various things, be creative in terms of being able to set up situations to evaluate guys. So we try to use all those tools to evaluate them last year, drills, live work this year, along with the preseason to get that evaluation.
Where do you think Harrison excels? What part of his game stands out to you?
Right now, he's better at everything than I really thought. He's a tall guy, and usually tall guys are a little bit leggy and may not be quick-footed, but right now he's excelling at pass coverage. We put him on tight ends, and he's been extremely effective. We'll wait to see how he does in the run game. He hadn't had any opportunities, so that's one of the things that I was talking about in terms of the reps are limited, so we have to put him in some other situation to see how he supports the run and what he does there. Hopefully we'll tell now, but it may be the first preseason game until we really know when everything's live.
How about Chris Cook? How does he look to you?
Looks good. Looks outstanding. He's quick. He's intelligent. He plays like a vet. He's in shape. So he plays multiple positions. We have him outside, we have him inside, and he picks it up. So we're glad to have him here.
Personally, get much work with Harrison in Mobile back in January?
Oh, I did. I did. I did. We liked him from the onset. We were surprised at how well he moved. And everything that you may read in the papers about being smart, being a playmaker, moving to the ball well, they're all true. We just want to see how high he can rise and how quickly he can rise.
You mentioned Coach playing inside and out. Is that the flexibility you want with all your corners?
I'd like to, but you'd like to have guys that can do it all, but some are just better coverage-wise. And really being in that inside position, it's like a linebacker position. So you have to support the run. You have to cover. You have to zone drop. So that guy that's inside is a multi-talented person, and there are not a lot of guys out there that excel in that position. Usually guys are one-dimensional. So we're happy to have a guy that can do all those things mentally and physically.
How do you view that nose tackle position? Do you go in saying this is LaTroy's job to lose, or can Fred Evans compete for that starting spot? Yeah.
Every position on the team is a position that guys have to compete for. LaTroy's doing, he's one that's been phenomenal in camp. It may not seem to the naked eye, but there's some clips of him just getting off blocks, running to the ball, pursuing. Day two, he made a play outside of the numbers, running to the football. So we are very pleased with him, and we're waiting to see how Fred does. But I said before that we're going to have this is Minnesota. We're going to have a hockey lineup. So we need 8 guys to come in and play for us and play well. So we'll have guys that are rotating, and we expect whatever that rotation is for guys to play winning football.
Stout enough to hold up against the run in your mind? LaTroy stout enough to hold up against the run?
Oh yeah. That's not a question. He had a couple plays. I think it was day one where he anchored down and held the point, and he'll be fine in there. That won't be a problem.
What's your thought process with that hockey lineup philosophy that you have?
Keep them fresh, keep them running, so they can make plays. So when we're at the end of the ball game and it's the game is on the line, we got to close it out. And it's just that at the end we want the guys fresh and we want to close it out. And that's game specific. And that season specific, so that at the end of the year, we don't have a guy that has 1,000 reps on his underneath his belt. We want guys to be fresh, so that when the playoffs come down the line, that we're ready to hunt.
How comfortable are you with your depth at linebacker? If somebody were to get injured, that you've got a guy who can step into the starting lineup.
Very pleased with the guys. We have our 3 guys that have been starting, but we also have. Really 2.5 deep so far. I know we have some young guys, but Marvin Mitchell has been outstanding. He's multi-talented. He can play every position across the board. A guy that's been, I heard, was lights out on special teams last year, Larry Dean. He's performed extremely well at the same position. So we feel good about that. Now, realize that it's still day 3. And so those are the guys who have shown that they've are ready to play right now. But we'll see if we have some guys in the third team that will step up, and that's fine. The more guys that step up, the better it is for us, and ultimately the better it is for the team.
You've probably got the biggest third-string linebacker lineup that's ever existed in the NFL.
Much bigger than we ever had at Indy, but you know what? That's a good thing. A guy like Audie Cole, he is deceptively fast. He gets where he needs to be. He's long. He's rangy. He's smart. He's physical. So that's a good thing for us. Good problem to have. Thank you, guys.